Consumer sentiment lost 4% of its value during the last 2 weeks of May due to the new tariff announcements.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
According to the University of Michigan, the index of consumer sentiment, which surged in early May, lost 4% of its value during the last 2 weeks of the month. University of Michigan report shows the late month decline was due to unfavorable references to tariffs. It should be noted that the index did rise over its April level in May. However, all of that gain was in the expectation of future economic conditions, while the current conditions index dropped and is now well below its cyclical peak set in March 2018. And while May data recorded an increase in the consumer sentiment, this index peaked in mid-2018 and has been trending down since then. In our consumption-based economic system, how consumers feel directly impacts the economy. And the impact is large, since almost 70% of our GDP is consumer expenditures. The strong job market, improved household income and wealth have provided a financial buffer against rising uncertainties for consumers. And while the stock market is not doing great, it is well above its December lows. Consumers, however, while being more optimistic about the future course of the economy, are losing some of their confidence in its current status. One of the very interesting parts of the University of Michigan study is its look into the politics of the survey respondents. We all understand that party affiliation influences people's view of the economy. And while there always was a gap based on political affiliation, the extent of it now is mind-boggling. Consumer expectations of inflation has moved higher due to the tariffs. The largest impact of this change is expectation on buying for appliances and other large household durables, which fell to its lowest level in 4 years. The combination of higher inflation and slower pace of spending provide conflicting signals for the monetary authority. The economy is doing exceptionally well. The GDP growth during the first quarter was 3.1%, significantly higher than the first quarter of last year. And while this estimate is expected to be adjusted 2 more times, it is not likely to change significantly. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which gave us a fright in December when it reached a low of 21,700, has recovered most of that loss. And while moving up and down based on the tweet of the day is not threatening a meltdown. We have strong economic growth, very low unemployment rate, low inflation, and low interest rates. These conditions should have created a euphoria. Then why is the consumer sentiment index trending down? This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.